Welcome to your five for the day. Even Christ's disciples struggled with doubt and fear in times of trouble or uncertainty. Though they walked closely with the Saviour, they were still prone to cast in their focus in the wrong direction. The feeding of the 5,000 was a miracle of such magnitude that it is recorded for us in all four Gospels. A great crowd had been following Jesus for several days, listening to his teaching and being amazed by the miracles he performed. He had tried to get away to rest, but the needs of the crowd pressed on him. The problem, of course, was how to feed this vast crowd of people. Four solutions were proposed. First, the disciples suggested that Jesus sent the people away. Get rid of the problem. But Jesus knew that the hungry people would faint on the way if someone didn't feed them. It was evening, and that was no time to travel. The second solution came from one of his disciples, Philip, in response to the Lord's test question, asking him where to buy bread for the crowd. The disciple's response revealed that he was thinking of solving the dilemma through man's ideas and worldly means. Philip counted the cost and decided they would need the equivalent of 200 days' wages. And even that would not provide enough to satisfy the hunger of all the men, women and children. Too often we think that money is the answer to every need. Of course, Jesus was simply testing the strength of Philip's faith. The third solution came from another disciple, Andrew, who was busy surveying the crowd to determine how he would approach the situation. Upon finding a young boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish, he demonstrated his own limited mindset by asking, "What are these for so many people?" We do not know how Andrew met this lad, but we're glad he did. The fourth solution came from the Lord Jesus himself, and it was the true solution. He took the little boy's lunch, blessed it, broke it, handed it out to his disciples, and it fed the whole crowd. The miracle took place in the hands of the Saviour, not in the hands of the disciples. He multiplied the food. They only had the joyful privilege of passing it out. Not only were the people fed and satisfied, but the disciples salvaged 12 baskets of fragments for future use. The Lord wasted nothing. The practical lesson today is clear. Whenever there is a need, give all that you have to the Lord Jesus and let him do the rest. Begin with what you have, but be sure you give it all to him. Jesus performed this amazing feat of compassion and provision to prove who he was and always would be. And the same Christ who fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish will act on our behalf when situations seem impossible. By that act, he reminded the hungry people that God is the source of all good and needful gifts. In difficult times, when it seems all hope is lost, try not to assess your circumstances from a worldly perspective. Don't ask, "What am I going to do?" Rather, in a spirit of faith, simply say, "Lord, what are you going to do?" Remember, he tells us to cast all our cares upon him, because he cares for us. Avoid attempting to engineer your circumstances. The virtues of patience, faith, and waiting upon the Lord will help you to know God's grace and to experience his love and miraculous touch in your life.